Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Well, by gee, there's plenty happening in greyhound racing right now. And with the major announcement made today, Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is on the line. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, as you have just mentioned, Tony Mestrov, the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales, has described this morning's announcement as one of the most significant track infrastructure funding announcements in New South Wales history. Now, we are talking about an upgrade for the Grafton track, a massive $4.6 million investment to deliver a suite of safety, amenity, and welfare upgrades and initiatives that are going to see this venue become the benchmark for greyhound racing facilities in Australia. Now, the works will include a brand new racetrack designed in consultation with safety engineers at the University of Technology, which will exceed the most stringent track safety requirements. There'll be new starting boxes, safety rails and lures, an upgraded irrigation system, a major venue enhancement to improve comfort for members and spectators, including enhanced track lighting, a brand new kennel building, which will incorporate an animal welfare facility. Now, the funding is coming from the New South Wales Government's five-year, $30 million capital grants program to improve greyhound racing safety and welfare across New South Wales. And Grafton's the latest track to be upgraded under the program, with Wentworth Park, Gosford and Gunnedah among those who have already had work completed under the scheme. So it's just absolutely sensational news, Andrew. And it was announced only an hour ago by Chris Galaptis, who's the local member for Clarence. And everyone in Grafton, everyone in northern New South Wales, everywhere, they are so excited about it. Now, Andrew, work is expected to begin in November and take around 5 months to complete, so it will be ready for next year's big Grafton Carnival in late June and July.
Yeah, fantastic news. Well done to all concerned. And I know there'll be plenty of people around the Clarence area that will be stunned by that announcement. And that's fantastic. Now, what else is happening? Have you got a special guest today?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. His name is Adam Crouch, Andrew. And Adam and his dad, Andrew, they train two greyhounds, which are through to the final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Gosford. Jamella Jet, which finished second to Mystic Ride in last year's inaugural Million Dollar Chase final at Wentworth Park, won his heat last night. So he advances to next Tuesday night's decider. There were two heats, with the first four across the line going into the final, with the winner of next week's final going straight to the semi-finals of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Wentworth Park on Friday night, October 11. Jamella Jet's kennel mate, Sorry Scott, finished third in the second heat last night, and it's also going to line up for Andrew and Adam next Tuesday night. Adam is on the line. Adam, good morning. Jamella Jet clocked a fast 29-33 last night after backing up from last Friday's Blacktop Consolation in Newcastle. Congratulations to you and Andrew on the training performance.
Good morning, David. Yeah, thank you. It was we tried him there a few weeks earlier and he's gone a bit quicker and we knew he'd be better for the run, but having the short backup only 3 days and everything else about after the Friday run, so kind of a race against the clock to have him right. So we knew he was going to get a bit tired late, which he did, but it was a good
Yeah, obviously you had planned the quick backup if you gave him a look at Gosford, so you certainly must have been pretty buoyant about his chances going forward.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, plan when we nominated for the Blacktop, we all the race that we sort of had targeted, but then when he ran third and he heard of the backup, we weren't aware of the consolation race, so that threw the plans out of whack a bit, but no, we were confident as long as he got through Friday night unscathed that he'd be fine backing up. But Friday night probably didn't go quite as to plan with the conditions of the track and things like that. But, yeah, we got him over the line, so it was good.
Yeah, as you said, understandably, he was probably getting a little bit tired on the line last night. He held on by a head. Look, as you said, he never fired in the Blacktop Consolation at the Gardens. There was a lot of rain around. You know, congratulations to the club for being able to stage the event. They did a great job. But you've said that at the end of the Blacktop Consolation, he was a bit of a sorry sight. He was covered in mud from top to toe.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, he didn't handle conditions. Yeah, at face value, watching the race behind the boxes, I was a bit disappointed. disappointed with how he ran on, but when the catcher got the dog back to me at the kennels and I saw his face and his eyes were just completely full of mud and things like that, if you're ever going to give a dog an excuse, I guess that's warranted. So, no. And it knocked him about a little bit. He copped a few checks coming around the home bend, but no, he pulled up good and yeah, we got him through. So he'll be better for it next week with the week break between races.
Adam, as I mentioned, the first four home in next Tuesday's Gosford final advanced to the semi-finals at Wentworth Park on October 11. So it's a month after Gosford. If he advances, will you keep him fresh or will you run him again in between?
Yeah, no, definitely. We're hoping that we can get him through next Tuesday just so we can give him a couple of weeks off. Yeah, I think he's coming towards the end of his prep. He's been up for a good 8 or 9 months now. We haven't over-raced him, but he still hasn't had a break. So he definitely needs that's what I didn't have. But, yeah, so if we can get him through next Tuesday, then we'll probably look at giving him a week or two to freshen up and then give him a trial or two at Wentworth Park before the big semi-final.
Okay, well, he finished second in the final to Mystic Riot last year, so can he go one better? Adam, kennel mate Sorry Scott was placed in her $1 million chase heat last night and also backed up after running in the Blacktop Consolation last Friday. She clocked 29.74. She pull up okay? You happy with the run?
Yeah, no, she pulled up well and we're happy with the run. We sort of conceded to the fact she was educated at Wentworth Park, and if you look at her form, she's just a completely different dog there, and if we take her to a new track, it takes her a few runs to sort of settle in and find her feet. That's what happened at the Gardens. Unfortunately, we didn't get an opportunity to trial her up there before the Blacktop, and she was just completely lost. But, yeah, we gave her a look at Gosford, and she'll be better for the run this week. But look, if we can drag her into the semi-final, she'll be a completely different dog at Wentworth Park, and she'll put up a good show. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, she's won 6 of 13 at Wentworth Park with a first split personal best of 5.44 and 29.74 overall. And she's been mixing it with the best of all of her 19-start career, Adam. She was a finalist in the National Futurity and the New South Wales Sprint Final recently. And her time could very well come soon.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, if you're going to have a dog that loves a certain track, you want it to be Wentworth Park. That's where all the big races are, so... yeah, we just need a bit of luck next Tuesday. She's drawn a bit awkwardly in the six, but if we can snag through in the top four, then yeah, she'll put up a good show at the most part.
Well, Adam, to you and Andrew, congratulations on advancing to the Gosford final. All the best in lining up at Wentworth Park, and if you go to Wentworth Park for the semis, you'll be one race away from another final. Thank you for being our guest on Going Greyhounds.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, Dave.
There's Adam Crouch, Andrew, and in Heat 1 at Gosford last night, Hoss, Jamila Jett, as we mentioned, was first, ahead of Typhoon to Excel for Alan Williams. She's Got Soul for Peter Lagogiani was third, and Keep Guessing for Warren Harper ran fourth, while in Heat 2, Nangar Jack was the winner for Timmy Keynes from Double Back for Peter Lagogiani, Sorry Scott, as I mentioned, for the Crouches, and Sheba's Dream for Michelle Shambler. And those eight greyhounds I just mentioned are going to line up in that final. Adam and Andrew Crouch and Peter Lagogiani are going to have half the field, Andrew.
Yeah, good luck to them. Where do they go next, mate? Is it Casino tomorrow?
No, it's Dapto tomorrow on the South Coast.
I'm working a day ahead of myself. I'm looking at Friday already in other jobs, Dave. Yeah, it's Wednesday only, isn't it?
You're a machine, Andrew, I tell you. There's three heats at Dapto tomorrow night. They're races 6, 7 and 8. And there's three heats on Friday afternoon at Casino, races 7, 8 and 9. The Queensland Raiders are coming south, the likes of Brittany Hazelgrove and Tommy Savellis and more. And on Saturday night, it's the Bathurst final. Travis Collins playing live after the last, the Australian country music legend. And on Sunday, it's the Gunnedah final. And Feral Frankie is the $1.25 tab fixed odds favourite to take out the Gunnedah final. And for all the information you need, go to milliondollarchase.com.au or thedogs.com.au and head to the Tab $1 Million Chase Hub. You'll get all the information you need, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. All right, got some winners for Twilight and tonight?
Well, let's hope so, Andrew. There's two meetings on. Yeah, the Richmond Twilight kicks off at 14 minutes past three. And the best bet there comes up in the last race. Race 11, number one, Quang Magic, 11-1. The value bet in race five, Ninja Izmi, has been scratched. So there's just one to go for at Richmond. It's the regular Wednesday night meeting at Wentworth Park tonight, kicking off at 7:05. The best bet comes up in race four, number two, Just Terms, for Jody and Andy Lord, 4-2. And the value bet, race seven, number four, Bit Flash, for Mick Clayton, backing up from Friday night at the Gardens. Race seven, number four. And Andrew, great working with you. That's it for Going Greyhounds.
Good on you, mate. I reckon we'll do it again tomorrow. I'm pushing Cozzy out. Cozzy's got the week off. He had a little minor eye op earlier in the week, and he rang me yesterday, and he's feeling 100%. But I've said, no, just take another day off, and because I really enjoy doing this on a morning with Carl. So, hey, I'll chat tomorrow.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks very much.